focus is to increase sexual desire, it's a very, very different drug than Viagra or any of the drugs in that category for men. Those drugs have a distinct physical effect, basically to increase blood flow to the penis. That's what it does. So it's really a performance drug, not so much a desire drug.
And you've told us that you do plan to prescribe this drug for some of your patients.
I do plan on prescribing it under appropriate circumstances with appropriate counseling and ruling out other things going on and saying, yep, yeah, this is the right thing to try and we'll give it a try.
Now, Dr. Fu Berman, you said in an interview I saw at one point, you said this is a drug that's useless and it's even dangerous. What did you mean?
Well, this drug can cause sudden unconsciousness and also a very dangerously low blood pressure, nausea, sedation. But the sudden unconsciousness that requires medical intervention is very worrisome. And people in clinical trials are healthier than people in the general population. Once this drug gets out there and is starting to be used by women with medical problems or women who are on multiple medications, I think we're going to see an epidemic of adverse effects. It's a big interactor. It interacts with alcohol, the birth control pill, and many common medications.
So you're saying even though doctors will have looked at who should be taking it, you're saying you still expect there to be problems?
Yes, and there already have been doctors quoted in the media as saying they are going to use it in postmenopausal women, which it shouldn't be used in,
and they will.
Yes, and they will give it to women who are casual drinkers, and you are absolutely not supposed to use alcohol with this pill, which is actually pretty unreasonable when you think about it. You're taking this pill every day, and really, women are never going to have a drink again if they take this.
What about those issues, Dr. Menken? Just thinking about the population of women, you said you might be prescribing it to who are premenopausal. What about this issue of alcohol? How do you think about that?
Well, Adrienne's correct. It is a concern. And obviously that these are not, certainly a woman who is a significant alcohol consumer should not even think about taking this medication. And, you know, as far as it's not supposed to be used in the presence of alcohol, and somebody's got to be ready to say, I'm not going to drink. And that's a big commitment, understandably. The drug also is supposed to be taken at night. Supposedly, if there's somnolence issues, this should be seen at night. So it should be less of an issue. But these are concerns that need to be discussed with the patients.